Hey, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into Total Wellness Radio. This is your host, Dan Young, episode 188. Today, we catch up with Daniel Layton. And Daniel, when you're listening to this, please forgive me. I know it was March. Wow. When we caught up with you for our interview, Daniel is a CFTA, Certified Fingernail and Tongue Analysis, and he runs Renaissance Natural Health out of Las Vegas, as well as Texas. So, thank you so much for making Total Wellness a part of your day. Please sit back and enjoy our interview with Daniel Layton on episode 188 of Total Wellness Radio. We've got that going. I think we have both. We do. Okay. We're being recorded video and audio for Total Wellness Radio, as well as our mentorship page on Facebook. You and I, thank you so much for doing this.
Absolutely. Great to see you again.
We've been brothers in natural health for many years.
Many years.
Yeah, we've got quite a history, Daniel and I. And, you know, as some of you have been watching on Facebook, Craig and I were out on a little golf excursion for a few days, take a few days off.
Yes.
And it just so happened that we were able to come right through here, through Las Vegas, kind of connect up with you and break some bread and have lunch. And get reconnected a little bit.
Absolutely.
So in preparation for the August convention.
The NMA convention
coming up the 23rd, 24th, 25th.
25th, that's correct. Yes.
Yeah, so you and I will be back together then as well.
Yes, we will.
So I couldn't pass up the opportunity. I'm going to get my digital stuff straightened out here. I could not pass up the opportunity to meet with you and go through, let me get this set up here a little better.
Okay.
And go through the interview process. Kind of, you know, I know you've been plugged into us. You've been kind of watching some of that. And
always do. Always learn something new. I pick up some gems from everything that you post.
Well, good.
As you well know.
We're glad that we've got that bringing some value. Okay,
absolutely.
I think we're good.
Okay.
We're good there. Excellent. So we got a beautiful background here in Las Vegas. Right? 70 degrees, no clouds, no wind.
It's a perfect day.
It's perfect weather. Perfect weather.
Yes.
And so we're going to go through the process here. So what I always love to capture for our listeners and the folks that we post this to on our Facebook page is what was the catalyst or the event that really put you on the path to natural health? What was the things that put you on this path, Daniel?
Okay, well, there's a little history there because there's two.
Okay.
There's two events in my life, and I'll start with the initial one.
Sure.
I was a free agent baby, which means I was adopted.
Okay. free agency.
Yeah, I was free agent. who wants me, you know?
I've never heard
So I started off like that. My mom was a midwife.
Okay.
She delivered me, and then she kept me. Yeah, pretty interesting.
That's
right,
amazing.
But
I didn't know you were adopted.
Yeah, well,
so was I.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right,
Dr. Sam.
Some skin right there.
Dr. Sam.
All right.
Yeah.
Dr. Sam adopted you.
Yes, he did.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll share some stories there.
He chose to be a father when he didn't have to. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. That's my mom.
Yeah.
My mom and my
dad.
That's
cool.
My dad. Yeah.
That's an interesting energy.
Absolutely. That's why we connected, I think. We have some stories to share. Though.
Yes, we do. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Welcome.
Howdy.
See you again. But going back to that, I remember, and she passed away when I was six.
Okay.
So, but I do remember her preparing teas. That she grew herbs in our yard, and she sold roses and flowers and some other stuff. I don't remember that part. I do remember lemongrass tea.
Yeah.
She would fix that for me for whatever ailment I had.
Yeah.
We had sour oranges in the back. She used the leaves for nerves and to help us sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, and I remember that. And
she was a backyard herbalist.
Yes, and I want to call her untagged or unlabeled homeopath.
Okay.
Because there was no education back then or whatever.
Sure.
It was whatever she picked up from her mom, her grandma, you know, folk remedies type of thing.
Yeah.
But she definitely did, and she was a midwife. She delivered many babies in that small hometown.
Okay.
But as growing up, she passed away, and I kind of lost that. I kind of lost touch with that. I grew up, got married, had two kids. Christian, my son, who you met, and Austin, who you met, I have two children. Christian, when he was born at the age of, I want to say two, he developed asthma. Turned blue on us, rushed him to the hospital. Doctor said he was close to death. And that terrified me. I was a home builder back then. And then I said, okay, well, what do we do? They put him on, you know, prednisone and the steroids and whatever.
Sure.
But I read up on it. even back then, I was going to the library. There was no internet back then. You have to remember, this is back in 1983, 84. So I had to read up on it, and I asked the doctor. I said, well, you know, there's some research that it could cause some, you know, problems in the future. And that put a lot of stress on me.
Sure.
So I started to pray, and I prayed for God. I said, God, make a less toxic drug.
Yeah.
And within a couple of years, they developed a product called Singulair. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of it. Singulair. Mm-hmm. And that's less toxic. Still toxic.
Yeah, sure.
But less toxic. And that helped Chris.
Okay.
Doctor recommended he not be, you know, an athlete or whatever, but he went through and became an athlete with that product. As we went along with my business in construction, I was eating all the bad foods.
Yeah.
Rich, thick,
heavy, fast,
fatty, fast foods.
Yep.
Yeah, and that almost killed me. So approaching to my second catalyst was my near death.
Wow.
I met a lady after my first marriage dissolved. Met a lady. She was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I contracted viral meningitis within a couple of months of meeting her.
Ooh.
She was an MD. She was dabbling in herbs and natural medicine.
Okay.
And when I contracted this disease, I lost my memory. I don't remember that span of my life for about 6 months.
Wow.
I can't recall any of it.
Okay.
But I do remember one question she asked me was to turn my neck, to turn at her, and I couldn't. I had to turn my whole body.
Okay.
And she said, it looks like you have meningitis. And that's all I remember. After that, everything was a blur. I don't remember that.
Okay.
She said she treated me with minerals.
Yeah.
She bought low-quality minerals, high doses, and I was drinking it like water.
Yeah.
And she made me vegan. And I didn't have a choice because I was eating, remember, you know, disgusting food. You know?
Sure.
So I ate veggies, I ate fruit salads, and I ate smoothies. And one of the smoothies, because she was dabbling in natural medicine, she read in some book that for that problem, you drink juiced carrots.
Yeah.
And I would drink 16 ounces a day.
Wow.
And to this day, I can't stand juice carrots. I can mix them with something else.
He's overdone his mark on carrot juice, Craig.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Just pure carrots. But, you know, I got paralyzed. My leg, my arm.
Really?
My eye went to the center. Couldn't see. Don't remember any part of that.
My goodness.
And
all from the meningitis.
Yeah. Viral.
Yeah.
And anyway, when I'm going to advance the story a little bit, I did heal. When I regained my, I had a weak arm, weak leg, everything. But I asked my doctor partner, Danny, how do you know it was viral meningitis? So we went to one of her professors, and she said he did have viral meningitis.
Okay.
And usually you don't survive it.
Yeah.
If you follow the standard procedure, the standard of care.
Yep.
And my doctor partner told me, if you had been admitted to the hospital, we would have killed you. Because any man over 40, meningitis, we prescribe massive doses of antibiotics.
Okay.
It usually kills what little immune system you have.
Yep.
And you're gone.
You're done.
Yeah. So that was quite a scare for me.
Sure. And how long ago was this, roughly?
This was in 2004.
2004. Okay.
2004.
So 15 years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. A little over 15 years. And I had been studying a little bit on herbs and all that, but without direction.
Yeah.
You know? And she had some books on natural medicine, and once I came out of that illness, I devoured them, and I started accumulating
just becoming
more
an insatiable
and more
rate
and
reader,
more and more. And then, of course, I was introduced to you guys, to Dr. Dan, to Dr. Chi, Dr. Wallach, Dr. Tent, Dr. Blaylock,
Dr. Teal, all those
all
guys,
all the wonderful, wonderful people that do this beautiful work.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And that's how I got here today. Yeah. It's amazing. It's
been what a journey.
Quite a journey. It's been quite a journey.
Yeah. What do you find to be the most exciting thing about what you get to do now? Because you have locations. I mean, you serve the Vegas community.
Yes.
You serve
in
Texas. So you travel between the two.
Yes,
I mean, you've got
California,
a lot going on. Yeah.
California. And I have clients in Mexico. I have clients in Canada.
Okay.
I ship to them.
Uh-huh.
I can do certified and fingernail and tongue analyst.
Okay.
So I do analysis. I can do them online, or I can do them in person.
They just send you like a picture or something? Is it just take pictures
very,
of it?
Very clear pictures of their nails, their tongue, their ears, you know, finger length and stuff like that.
Yep.
And it's amazing what the body tells you.
Yep.
And a lot of these are screaming at you, but we just don't recognize it. We don't know what they're telling us.
Yep.
So. But yes, I do ship all over. And you asked me what's the most satisfying?
Yes.
I would say when people respond and they're healing.
See the life change.
Absolutely. That's more valuable than any income or any or anything.
Oh, yeah. You can't
I've ever
buy that
owned.
Experience. You can't,
no.
You know.
People come up to me and some of them I don't even recall them.
Yeah.
They hug me.
But they
say,
remember you.
You remember me? You cured me from this or this. I did. Okay. That's the most satisfying thing to me.
That's awesome.
And you got to remember, I was a home builder.
Yeah.
I was making big, big money.
Right, right.
I don't do that anymore. I don't get big money anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the satisfaction.
The rewards are so much greater, though.
It's
so much greater.
Much more fulfilling.
Yeah. So what's the biggest challenge that you face?
The biggest challenge is trying to get education across to the masses.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of resistance.
Yeah.
Due to the training.
Sure.
You know, we've been trained in school. Hey, you get sick, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
You have
and
a pain,
yeah.
take a painkiller from the pharmacist.
And it's like reverse, like wait till you get something.
Yes.
There's nothing discussed ever about prevention. There's nothing about what can I do on a daily basis or a lifestyle change.
Yes.
You know, have a little sin food once a week or once every 2 weeks, but then the rest of the time be consistent with taking the right nutrition in and the right supplementation to go with that nutrition. I mean, we don't talk about that stuff nearly enough in this country.
Well, nobody educates us.
Yeah.
The systems don't. The churches don't. Our parents don't. Universities don't. Schools don't.
Yeah.
You know, so how are we going to learn?
Yeah.
So
you
we're
and
the
me.
Pioneers. We're the pioneers.
And Craig.
We're the pioneers.
He's like, oh.
And, you know, and we're
Say
trying
right.
To... Right.
So we're trying
I'm
to do our best.
In the background, folks.
Yeah, he is.
So we're trying to do our best to get this education out there. You know, so that's what I do. I go out there, I educate, I do the analysis, and then I offer them the solutions, you know, some nutraceuticals.
Right. So when you say analysis and things like that, how do you deliver your products and services to your clients? What's your primary method of delivery on that?
My primary method now, since I'm in Vegas and I've only been here a little less than 4 years, is I ship to them.
Okay.
You know, to UPS, to FedEx, or postal mail.
Yeah.
And I ship.
So you do a lot of online consulting, a lot of over the phone.
Yes. And a lot of I prefer face to face. Because then I get a true analysis. I can actually see the minute changes in the nail and the
so
tongue.
So important, yeah.
Photo can only do so much.
Yeah.
But yes, face-to-face is definitely, I prefer.
Yeah.
To deliver a better analysis.
Yeah.
You know, and get these individuals started on their way to healing.
Sure.
They just don't know.
Yeah.
They just don't know. And then they resort to comfort foods that we're all familiar with, you know. The hash browns, the cornbread, the tortillas, fried
sweet.
Foods, sweets.
Craig calls them fast metabolizing
carbohydrates.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's good, Greg. That's good.
It hits the system, the joy button quickly.
Absolutely, yeah.
It burns out just quick.
You know, you mentioned some folks earlier, different doctors that you've had the influence of. Who would you like to recognize as far as having, like, you know, major influence on you, your career? I know you talk a lot about Dr. Chi. You might want to mention for people that might not be familiar with Dr. Chi's work. You may kind of familiarize them with him. I know you've been working with him for well over 8 years now, I think.
Yes, 8-9 years now.
Yeah,
yes.
So, and there's others, but I want to hear you.
Well,
give him some kudos.
Well, that Dr. Chi's amazing. He developed this analysis system. And he
actually came up with it as far as the finger and the tongue
analysis?
I believe
so. I believe it existed.
Yeah.
Because you know what you and I do is over 5,000 years in existence.
Yes.
And pharmaceuticals
nice
about
track
100
record.
Years.
Yes,
100
I know.
Years, it's a baby.
It is.
So I want the public and the masses out there to realize that we're the granddaddy here.
Yeah.
They're the baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Dr. Chi, he's just a genius. He formulates his products using a process he calls purification.
Okay.
So he'll take, for instance, asparagus extract. And I believe he says it's 20 bushels of asparagus that he grows in China above the smog line.
Okay.
Because everything produced in China is polluted. But Dr.
Wow,
Chi's
I did not know that.
Everything is produced above the smog line. He
shows
pictures of it.
Okay.
And it's this beautiful forest, perfectly green. There's nothing brown, nothing dead or dying.
Okay.
He processes. He doesn't tear down any of the forest. He grows in between.
Grows in harmony.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
And he buys manure only from one grass-fed farmer.
Okay.
He grass feeds all of his...
So he's not putting any chemicals back in the soil.
None.
Which
could
be taken up into the...
Since his granddad.
Okay.
You know, his dad had...
Is that where he learned it from, do you think? Was it just passed down through his family?
It's a family business. It's a family. But then he got educated.
Okay.
He was a lead researcher for Park Davis Pharmaceuticals.
Yep.
In cancer research.
Really?
But he told me this interesting story. He said, I would consistently find cures for cancer with herbs in their labs. You present them to the CEO. He said, okay, thank you, Dr. Chen. I'm going to present it to the board.
Never heard a word.
Never heard from him. No. So he finally got fed up. He said, I'll just open my own lab and I'll do my thing.
Yeah, that's tragic. Well, I'm glad he did.
Yes.
You know.
Absolutely. And his products are wonderful.
You put me on some of his products lately. Like, you put me on the kidney chi, the liver chi. I had a tongue issue developing. Mm-hmm. It's gone now, like almost like 100%. I told you earlier over lunch that it had flared up. Day one coming here, and I think I have an allergic reaction to a Stanley mug.
Yes.
That has a plastic lid, but then there's a rubber a thing that you push a button and it seals it.
Yep.
And I think the rubber
holds mycotoxins in there.
And I scrubbed it and soaked it. I did everything to it before we come on this trip. Mm-hmm. I thought, I'm going to try and see. Because it was better.
Yes.
I thought, I'm going to see what's going on with this. Oh, we're going to lose that. That's okay. Mm-hmm. That's all right. We'll close that. We're gonna sign off on the video portion. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And so I started doing that and trying to figure out, you know, what's been contributing this, because it was driving me nuts. I mean, it was hitting my lips and everything. And day one, when Craig and I took off on the trip to come out here, it flared up just that day. And we thought it might have been some food stuff or something like that.
Right.
Snacks that we had in the car. I had some cashews. I had some beef stick that had some, you know, questionable stuff.
Nitrites.
MSG, yes.
Nitrites, yeah.
And I tend to try to avoid that as much as possible.
Yes, yes.
And I completely cut those off, and I quit drinking out of that jug.
Right, right.
A couple of days in, now it's gone again. Completely gone.
Right.
I mean, no evidence at all of a symptom.
Very nice, very nice, yeah.
And I think I was having some kind of allergic reaction.
Yes, you were, yeah.
Some kind of toxic reaction to that jug. So.
Yeah, I agree.
So thank you
absolutely
for helping me with that, because that made a big difference. What are some of, like, you shared with us over the lunch hour, which was awesome, some exciting wins that you've had with clients? And I know that you and I don't diagnose and treat disease. We're not medical doctors.
No.
Even though what we do is considered the grandfather of care versus the modern medical approach. You and I are more traditional, right? We have a historical relevance to what we do, and it can be backed up on three playing fields: in the clinic, in the science, and familial, meaning passed on traditionally,
like
your mom passed on to you in a homeopathic kind of way.
Yes.
So there's three playing fields that something has to be able to be to stand on to be credible. Okay.
Right.
This really will stand up to that kind of scrutiny. Right. So knowing that we don't treat disease, we help evaluate people and put them back on track. Can you get a couple of wins off the top of your head that you can share with our
listeners? I would start with my testimony.
Yeah.
Doctor absolutely. Told me I should not be here. I should be dead.
100%.
Should be dead.
Viral meningitis, absolutely.
I think that's a little powerful there.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And then, of course, all of my clients that have been...
Because
you've
worked with people like lupus, cancer. I mean, I'm not afraid to say those, because they were told that by a medical doctor,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But you've worked with the person.
Yes.
Evaluate their needs, help position them to restore, rebuild, repair, get out of crisis.
I have one client with lupus.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to give her name or anything. But
that's
her,
fine.
She had chronic diarrhea. She had lupus.
Okay.
Chronic diarrhea for 30 years.
Oh.
30 years daily.
Oh,
I could not believe that.
Yeah.
She kind of sneaked up on me, and she was actually in my school.
Okay.
I met her when I did my training and my presentations.
Okay.
Down in Texas.
Okay.
My home area. But I was seeing another client, and she walked up to me and said, "Hey, you remember me?" I said, "Yeah, I do." You know, and then I said, "What do you do now?" And I said, "I told her this is what I do." I said, "Well, read my nails," and then I said, "Oh my God, you've got an autoimmune disorder." And she goes, "Oh," I says, "I'm not sure if it's cancer, but maybe rheumatoid arthritis."
Yeah.
And as I said lupus, she said lupus. We said it together. She said, "Danny, how did you know that?" I said, "It's all over you.
Yeah.
It's all over you.
Signs are there. You just got to know what you're looking at."
She said, "Well, I doubted you, but that's amazing that you just knew it like that." It took the doctors 6 months to find that it was lupus, with all of the blood work, all their technology, all of their testing, and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Later, they tell her, "We think you have lupus."
Wow.
They thought I knew she had lupus or autoimmune disorder.
Yeah.
And then I put her on my products and she told me, Danny, if you can stop my diarrhea, I will give you anything. And I said, okay, well, let's start by correcting and opening your meridian lines because she was on so many medications.
Yeah, she just shut down.
And 30 days later, she said, Danny, my diarrhea is gone.
Yeah.
Thank you so
After
much.
After 30 years.
And then she told me, Danny, I will give you anything if you can help me gain weight.
Yeah.
30 days later, she called me, Danny, I will give you anything if you can help me lose weight. It was an incredible, incredible
what a journey.
Testimony with her. Just one. That's just one. Yeah. Aside from the various clients that I've had over the years that were given death sentences by their doctors.
Yep. Yep. And it happens a lot.
But they're still alive.
They're still alive. Kicking. Yeah. Still doing their thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they follow. They follow the protocols that are put out by you. And by Dr. Chi, by Dr. Blaylock, by Dr. Tent, by Dr. Wallach, and all of the fine doctors that you and I both know.
Yeah, yeah.
And that most of the people listening to us may not be aware that they're out there.
Yeah. You touched on something earlier. I'm just going to circle back to it real quick. And that is the biggest challenge that I face, too, is positioning people to have that educational experience that gets them over the emotional, gets them over this, well, this is way outside of the box that everybody's been groomed to believe. This is truth. And really embrace a different path that you and I have to offer. That has always been our biggest challenge. That, and then once you get them on the path, getting them to remain compliant long enough to get the result they're looking for. That's so true.
Yeah. That's so true. And I've had both.
Yeah.
I've had the ones that are still on my protocols.
Yep.
They don't want to revert to whatever illness they had. Diabetes is one. I've reversed many, many. I haven't. I think it's God's work.
Sure.
But
what Dr. Jed used to say. You and I get to entertain him while God does the healing.
Absolutely.
That's the deal.
Absolutely. I love that. So many of those, they won't give up what we've taught them.
Sure.
But the ones that do go back to their diet,
they roll back in.
Right back into diabetes.
You'll see them,
And then they call. Hey, I need to remember.
It could be 6 months or 6 years.
Absolutely.
But they're like, hey, you remember me? It's like, okay, refresh memory. Oh, yeah, I remember you, Susan. They think, what happened? We haven't seen you in 3 years. What happened? Well, I went back to doing it my way.
They fell off the wagon.
Yep.
Very common.
Mark
in our field is very common.
It's very common.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people don't realize that. They're so take the pill for the ill mindset, right? So if we give them a powder or a tablet or capsule or something like that, and they're taking it for 30, 60, 90 days, they're feeling better within days, usually 10 days, 2 weeks. I mean, they notice a nice shift.
Yes.
What happens is they fall back into that old routine. It's like, oh, I feel better. I can quit now. I don't need to take this.
Right.
And I can just eat whatever I want. And they don't equate that performance is based on quality of fuel.
Right.
What you and I have done short term is we've improved the quality of fuel through minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We've improved that short term. The body responded. They like it. They think they're well.
Yes.
And then they turn around and go right back to the stuff that eroded their health.
Exactly.
You know, it might take 6 months, year, whatever. But they're like, why is this so? I thought I did Daniel's thing and I was better. Now it's like, oh, well, maybe I should have done it longer.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So.
And most of our products, are all whole food products, concentrates.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
All you're doing is improving the quality of fuel you give the body. It performs.
Cut out the pizza, cut out the cheeseburgers, and see, you'll be surprised. Cut out the Cokes.
Craig tells them the four C's. Cookies, candies, Cokes, and colas. Cookies, candies, colas, and cookies, candies, colas. Something, well, there's four C's, he called. What? Reds and pastas. He's over there. Sitting over there in the sunshine, looking at the flowers in the pool.
His hearing
taking
is,
up some sun. But his hearing's pretty good.
His hearing is keen. I was just going to say. He's on his products.
So what are some of the goals for the future? What do you see yourself doing 3, 5, 7, 10? Where do you want to be goal-wise, focusing on any of the new projects going on, changes that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I'm always continuing education, just like you.
Yep. Always something to learn.
Always something to learn. Researching new products on the market, And I caught up with one, a nitrous product that I told you about that I'm really interested in.
Yes,
that I want you to test. And I want some feedback from you.
Absolutely.
And basically, just continue to educate, to try to educate those that are interested.
Mm-hmm.
And try to grow my clientele like any business would.
Sure.
And one thing I do want to give you some kudos is that We talked about this earlier, that you're one of the only doctors that I know in natural medicine that you not only educate them in, in homeopathic methods, but you also educate them in the business aspect.
Yeah.
How to run a profitable homeopathic business.
Yeah.
That is so unique.
You know, and I thank you for mentioning that. We, you know, we have three legs to our business. We have the clinic.
Yes.
You know, Country Doctor Nutritional Center, that's our primary. Our secondary is wholesale relationships.
Yes.
Wholesale product lines through Country Doctor Herbals. You've been with us for many years, many other people that we try to take care of and service. And then we have our third leg, which is our mentorship program, right? We have, we bring people in from around the country. You know, they're focused on for with us for about 6-7 days. They learn all of our procedures, get exposed to all of the volume and the flow of a clinic, but either like with whether they're a one, you know, one person operation or they have two or three people helping them, doesn't matter.
Right.
They can glean what they need from it and enhance their business. You know, I felt very fortunate to spend the time I did with Daniel Layton there in Las Vegas, poolside. It was awesome. Craig and I were on a golfing trip, and unfortunately, the reason that I'm having to record this little overlay and kind of interrupt our recording is that at 25:01 into the recording, the recorder died, I think battery issues or whatnot. But anyhow, I am super appreciative of Daniel Layton, his expertise, his ability to help people, his traveling between Las Vegas and location in Texas, and serving the needs of people. And he's always, always either in front of someone or on his way to be with someone or making contacts on the phone to set up going to see someone or be with someone. He's an amazing, amazing servant of natural health. I have a great appreciation and admiration for him and what he's doing. And unfortunately, the ending of this interview, though, is just going to be me sharing with you those things regarding Daniel. I will not be able to make the American Naturopathic Medical Association convention this year. Daniel has agreed to, in some ways, act as our liaison while he's there, and we're going to be remaining here in Cheyenne. So I hope you enjoyed this interview and the things that Daniel and I were able to touch on. Again, it was poolside in Las Vegas. We had a great time. It was great catching up with him. I hadn't seen him in a while. And when you're in Las Vegas, August 23rd and 24th of this year, 2019. Be sure and tune in. Check out Daniel. Catch up with him and chat with him. He's an amazing practitioner, and he'll help you in any way he can. So until next time, thanks for tuning into this episode of Total Wellness Radio, and you be blessed. We'll talk again soon. Here at Total Wellness Radio, we cover diverse topics for a diverse audience. We serve people seeking information for their health concerns, and we also speak to lay practitioners just getting started in the natural health field, as well as students of all types of modalities. If you want a closer look at what we do clinically and are a student or already in clinical practice, check us out on Facebook at Naturopath Mentorship Practice Blueprint. We provide free weekly live training on the most relevant topics affecting you and your business. So go to Naturopath Mentorship Practice Blueprint on Facebook. We look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for tuning in, and now this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Hey everybody, we hope you enjoyed this episode of Total Wellness Radio and it brought you some amazing value. Please be sure and check out all of the amazing practitioners that we have here on Total Wellness Radio. We try to release 2 to 3 podcasts every week and bringing you natural healers from around the world doing some amazing things and coming together as a community. So if you have any questions or comments regarding this episode or any past episodes that you've been able to listen to on Total Wellness Radio, please be sure and hit me up directly on my Facebook page at Country Doctor Nutritional Center and or direct text to 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. And thanks again for tuning in.